Hello, everybody. I'm Amy.
And I'm Haley.
And this is the Amy and Haley podcast.
Today, we're going to be talking about The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo by Taylor Jenkins Reid. So, fun fact, Amy and I both like to read books.
And we're hoping that through this podcast, we can share some of our thoughts and feedback on the books that we read. And by doing so, we encourage you to leave comments and email us to your thoughts on the books as well, because we're all about community and want to hear what your thoughts are. All right, so The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo, what we always start with is our ratings. Haley and I don't talk about the book before. So we basically come together and just share our ratings on a count of three.
Yeah.
So we'll start all of our book reviews like this.
Wait, do you already have the rating in mind?
Yeah, I do.
Sometimes I have to think about it. Okay. You ready?
Okay.
Okay, one, two, three.
Five.
Four stars.
Five!
Okay, I'm going to be honest. I was thinking five in the morning today.
Oh.
But you as of right now. I don't know, because, so, Amy and I have, like, we sort of have talked about books before we started this podcast, mm-hmm. and so I have told her that, for me, a five-star rating means that I would, like, reread it again, mm-hmm. and I feel like that's where this one falls a little bit short, is that I feel like part of the draw for me was, like, I wanted to see how it ended, and, like, now I kind of know how it ended, and I wouldn't necessarily read it again, like, immediately, like, maybe further down the line I would read it again, but it's one of those books that I feel like the suspense is what drew me in, and I was like, oh my god, this is so good, and then once you, like, finish it, you're like, oh, okay, that was the ending.
No, I actually think that because I, too, was struggling. It was, like, four stars, five stars,
mm-hmm.
and I think this author, Taylor Jenkins Reid, her books are like that, where it's, like, just driven, like, driving the reader to just, like, want to figure out what the ending is.
Yeah.
So, Haley and I had also read One True Loves.
Yeah, and also Amy has read another one of hers, mm-hmm. that I didn't read. So she has three under her belt, mm-hmm. and I only have two. So, context.
Yes. Unless those three were the only ones that are like this.
But yeah.
I'm sorry.
Like, her writing style, I feel like she does do that. Plus, and I remember the first one that we read, like, I do like her writing style.
No,
the way she tells stories and things. Oh, and because it's like, what? Yes. Because One True Loves is very much like this. Like, the story is different. However, the writing style is very, very similar in the sense that, like, I love movies that have, like, flashbacks.
Flashbacks.
Thank you. I love when movies have flashbacks. Like, Holes is one of my favorite movies because they, like, tell another story in the movie. And so this and the other book that she did, they're, like, telling you the whole life. And I really like that.
Yeah. I read Malibu Rising. And that's the same thing.
Same.
She really likes to incorporate flashbacks to, like, enhance the plot of the story.
Mm-hmm.
So we're able to really get an understanding of who this character was before,
yeah,
right? And then just the character development over time.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, I haven't, my reading is pretty limited in the sense that I tend to just read romance. And now I'm realizing that may be a fallback. Like, maybe I should read more books like this because I do really like the character development that you get to sort of see the whole character. And, like, with romance, you know, when there's, like, a thing going around that it's like, oh, what couples do they think didn't make it after the book, mm-hmm. ended? Like, you really only see, like, a snapshot in that, but, yeah.
Yeah, and I like the plot of this, because, like, going into it, I had no idea what to expect.
Mm.
I'm like, why is this book so popular in book talk?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, what is this even about?
Yeah.
And I'm just, like, reading, like, the beginning, where it starts completely how, like, you wouldn't think it starts, where it's not about Evelyn Hugo, who's, like,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
It's from this Oh, before we start, there will be spoilers.
I was gonna say, are we gonna be spoilerless? No.
I'll also add it to the description to tell people.
Yes, spoiler. We haven't spoiled yet, so that was a good.
That was good, yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, turn back now and read the book if you're going to listen to the rest of this. So I was going to say, I thought it was great how the author introduces this character who is, in a way, kind of like us, the reader, where mm-hmm. we're experiencing what this other character is experiencing about learning about Evelyn Hugo's life.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, like, that makes us, like, connect more with the character. Her name is Monique. I also like how, like, throughout the story, we slowly get to learn more about Monique.
Yeah.
So, in a way, she's not just, like, us anymore. She becomes, like,
a character yeah, in the book. Yeah, that's true.
So, I thought this book was, like, really well written. I was, like, intrigued, like, every chapter. Like, who is she with now? Where is this going? Do you have a favorite husband?
I mean, definitely probably Harry. Just because, like, they were best friends, you know? Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's pretty cool. Did you?
It would have to be Harry.
Yeah, I'm like, you can't choose anyone else. They all suck. All the rest of
Unless
them.
Unless there was that one guy who was, like, totally cool with their,
That's true. Well, I mean, are you going with her brother? Right. Because technically...
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like that one we didn't really get to experience that one as much.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it was more about her life with Celia.
Cecilia. Was it Cecilia or just Celia?
I think it's
Cecilia. Oh, in my head, the whole time in the book, it was Cecilia.
I don't think so, but now I'm like, I gotta check.
Open the book.
I thought it was Celia St. Clair.
Probably is. No, I'm thinking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Celia.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like it was more like, you know, that she was saying, oh, when she married her brother, she was actually just marrying her, which I feel like, so I was like, okay, we see more about their life instead of, so his, I feel like he doesn't really count.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot about him, actually.
Yeah, I guess that he was a good dad
yeah.
to Connor. Yeah.
I think that, for the book, there were so many different, like, layers that I feel like were, like, themes that I was, like, trying to, like, pick up on.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's not just about, like, love and the fact that she's just, like, marrying these people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more about, like, who she is. And when she first meets Monique, we kind of get a sense of, like, this lady is, like, in charge. Like, she knows what she's doing. She's, like, the mastermind, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And, in a way, I kind of liked how she kind of, like, empowered Monique, where she was like, you make your own decisions.
Yeah.
With, like, what you want.
Yeah.
And for me, who's someone who's, like, indecisive and, like, always, like, overthinks, it kind of, like, makes me feel more like, oh, I should be like that, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
Not, like, deceptive and all that, but, like, more, like, empowered or confident in the decisions you make.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you feel like you liked Evelyn Hugo's character?
I feel like I did, because I'm with you just in that she was very empowered. Plus, I like that she was like, I would do it all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like she was like, I don't really have any regrets. And she sort of had reasons for doing what she did. And it was very interesting because I'm someone who's very much like black and white.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, and, like, it would be interesting, I guess, because we're the same.
But, yeah, like, we're the same
For example, like, some of our other friends, they're, like, not as black and white. Like, they are more gray. And so whenever sometimes they talk about things, I'm like, you can't do that. Like, that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
But they do it anyways kind of thing. But
yeah.
So I was like, from that sense, I was like, I wouldn't do what she did. But there are definitely people who, like, take what they want, which I do admire sometimes, because it's like, you know, you are making the world your bitch. So.
Yeah, I wanted to piggyback off of what you said about, like, black and white, because in a way, like, I was gonna say that this book really has, like, themes of, like, perception and, like, values, like, who you are, on what your thoughts are on, like, certain, like, actions
yeah.
you take.
Yeah.
And, like you said, like, for me, I'm also, like, a black and white, like, that is wrong. Like, yeah. That's cheating, and I would not be with you if you did that.
Right? Yeah.
Regardless of what, like, the intentions are,
mm-hmm.
I just feel like my moral compass would just make me feel, like, repulsed. Like, no.
Yeah. The thing that I like that the author does, especially, like, it's sort of like you have to tell the story this way because otherwise, you know, in other, where it's like just a, like, if a book is just about a year of someone's life, these, like, decisions that they make that are so painful for the reader to read that it's like, oh my god, that's so awful. It's because they're living in the moment, whereas hers are, like, past.
Mm-hmm.
And you sort of see the consequences of her actions. You see how she takes accountability or, like, what she does. And so, like, the bad thing that she did is kind of glossed over. Yeah. And so it doesn't feel as bad to the reader. Because mm-hmm. there are some books that I read that I'm genuinely just like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, you can't do that, and then it becomes, like, the whole book,
mm-hmm.
and you're just like, I can't.
I can't read it anymore.
Yeah, yeah, but this one is just, you're just like, oh, okay, and you move on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not something that she focuses on this stuff, which I like.
Yeah. That's a good point. I didn't even think about it like that.
Because, like, okay, when I think about One True Loves, I know we're not talking about that specifically, but, like, just the fact that this is also a spoiler, I guess.
But, yeah, One True Love spoiler.
That whole book is about cheating.
Yeah.
And I absolutely hate cheating in books, but this one is just, like, since it's the whole story, and it's just, like, it takes place over basically the girl's whole life, mm-hmm. you're just like, oh, okay, and you just sort of get through it, but if that was an actual book,
yeah.
that it was just, like, you know, when they make it, like, the whole plot, mm-hmm. sort of.
Yeah.
Then you're just like, I can't. That's so... You would never.
Yeah.
Like, that's awful. But it was like, okay.
Yeah, I just got flashbacks now. I remember being really angry.
Yeah. I was like, what the heck? So, like, this one's also, like, kind of about cheating, but yeah. it's like, okay. But I'm like, that's another topic.
Yeah.
Ooh. If you wanted yeah. to branch into that.
Yeah. Taking notes. I wanted to go back to, Harry Cameron.
Ah.
I feel like I gravitate a lot in general in the books that I read to characters that are, like, loyal.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, have that, like, friendship. I just think that a lot of times, like, plots and all of these things are driven by, like, betrayals or, horrible things happen to, like, the character, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of the times, even, like, in real life, you understand, like, these experiences that you, like, go through and these challenges, and all you want is, like, a person that you can lean on or someone who can, like, yeah. be there for yeah. you, you know? And so even, like, throughout the book, like, Evelyn has to, like, go through all these, like, struggles trying to become, like, the best actress in the world,
mm-hmm.
right? And no matter what happened to her, I felt like Harry would be there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it was kind of, like, my emotional crutch, like, in the book. You know, like, oh, Harry will help her. Like, he'll take care of her. And so I think, like, that's why I, like, especially liked Harry. I think that friendships, if you listen to our first podcast, friendships are huge to me, and I think I, like, valued that a lot.
Yeah, because I agree that I was very happy that she had someone, because I feel like she was going through so much, and, like, he was someone that she found early on
mm-hmm.
to, like, sort of help her, and so I did, yeah, I really like that, and especially because they were married the longest.
I know, like, so cute.
I cried. I don't know if it's because,
too.
Oh my god, I bawled my eyes.
I
was like, that is so sad.
Sad.
Mm-hmm. I cried. It was so sad just because it was like, oh my god. First of all, when, what was his name? I can't remember.
Which one?
The one that Harry loved, the football player.
Ah, I forgot John? His name. Yeah, John sounds right.
Okay. If his name's not John. when he died and then Harry kind of went off, I was like, that's devastating mm-hmm. because that's one thing is that, like, when you have a friend who's so loyal
yeah.
and then you sort of see them
go through.
Yeah. That was heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And then he died. And that was also heartbreaking.
I cried.
Yeah. I cried when John died. Did you cry when John died?
No, I didn't cry when Connor died.
Oh, yeah. That was sad. Because it was like, yeah, when, you know, parents shouldn't outlive their kids. Devastating. But it's like, we knew she died, is the other thing.
I know. I guess I was just really sad.
Yeah, no, it was sad. I cried. The whole last bit, I was like, I have a toilet paper roll here. Because I needed it for my tears to get through the end, because it was just like, it was like, feel good, but also feel sad.
Yeah. And I guess, like, now that we're talking about the end.
When Celia died.
What are your thoughts on the plot twist?
Oh, I guess.
You weren't invested in Monique.
I feel like, okay, let's be honest. We knew there was a plot twist.
Yeah.
What did you think the plot twist was?
I didn't.
You didn't think about it at all?
No.
Oh, okay, so then what did you think?
Also, fun fact, when I read, I, like, just read. Like, I don't do, like, the, what do you think's gonna happen? Like, I literally just read.
Just the fact that it was, like, she very much, like, whatever. She really led you into it. Like, you knew it was going to happen. And so, like, obviously I'm thinking about it. Apparently, not obviously.
some readers we just dive in and just accept what's given to
us. She's literally telling you to, like, think about it, basically. She's like, so this is going to happen. You don't know yet. And I was like, don't I? No, but I didn't. Okay, so, like, I didn't necessarily know that was the plot twist. But I did know it probably had something to do with her dad or something. Like, I just assumed they, like, killed him or something. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Technically, they did. But, like, yeah.
I cried about the card that her dad wrote for her.
Yes!
And then, like, when Evelyn was saying just, like, he loved your family so much. You know, like, that was... It touched my heart.
I know. That was absolutely devastating because I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, family themes are strong.
Yeah. Yeah, and oh my god, when she was like, out of everything I've done, mm-hmm. I have loved, like, Connor was my greatest achievement.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh. They hit me so hard. I was invested.
All right, so now that we've done favorite husband, least favorite husband.
Oh, I mean, it feels like a no-brainer, because you would think it would be Dawn. However, I'm like, if I'm taking the abuse out of the equation, okay, wait. Okay, because I'm like, in real life,
right.
It would be Dawn.
Right, just because, right, abuse.
Yeah, abuse. Obviously, abuse. Unacceptable. However, in reading it, I don't want to get roasted. I feel like Max. I didn't like Max.
Oh my gosh.
Most.
Same.
Same.
Same. Yes.
Yeah.
Is that strange coming up from after we just said, like, we're, like, black and white?
I feel like that's not black and white because, like, okay, you're like, should someone go to jail? That would be Dawn.
Right.
Max wouldn't go to jail, right? He didn't necessarily do anything wrong. It was just, like...
He just wanted her to, like, have her. Whereas, like, I feel like Dawn actually loved her.
For a little bit, yeah.
So he, like, just had, like, issues.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So not, like, saying what Dawn did was, like, okay. No.
Yeah.
Bad.
Yeah.
Bad. Wrong. She should have left him immediately, but... I feel like it's definitely complicated, especially since she talked about how she loved him.
Yes, I feel like that plays a part in choosing because she loved him. And I feel like, I mean, to be fair, I feel like that's also very sad mm-hmm. that she loved him and then he does that. Like, that's also devastating. But he did have, like, a sort of rebirth.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle, when he had a declining career, he said sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. And then, in a way, like, she, like, forgive him. I feel like she came to terms with what he did, like, not that she'll, I guess, like, she didn't forgive him, but, like, yeah. she's, like, in a sense, like, we can be on talking terms.
Yeah, yeah, she wasn't, like, you're dead to me. Mm-hmm.
I think definitely Max drew out more of, like,
cringe.
Yeah, emotions for me where I'm just, like, yeah. this was a mistake, immediate mistake.
Yeah, because I feel like it's so sad when she was, like, these men, they just want me.
Yeah, and then after they sleep with her.
Yep.
They don't want her anymore.
Yeah. Which, I'm like, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Because I feel like the fact that she's bi and the fact that she loved Celia is, and so she used sex with men. Like, I sort of get where she was coming from in the sense that she's like, I didn't really, like, minus Dawn. Like, I didn't really love these men, and I was just using them, and I was just using my body and, like, what I was given. And she, and I feel like that's so wrong. Just because, like, just because you loved a girl, like, and you're having sex mm-hmm. with these men, like, and you, in her head, she had it separated, but it's like, okay, if you were straight and you were married, mm-hmm. and then you were having sex with guys, like, you can't
do that.
Yeah, you can't do that just because it's, like, a different gender, and you're like, oh, I love Celia. And I feel like that was, like, an interesting sort of theme to yeah. have, because in your head you're like, oh, okay, yeah, like, she loves Celia, but she's having sex with men, like, that doesn't really count mm-hmm. because, like, she loves Celia, just mm-hmm. because it's a different gender doesn't make it not, like, cheating and yeah. unacceptable. And it was like, oh, okay,
yeah, that's a good take. Yeah, I didn't think about it that way, because I guess when I was, like, thinking about it, I was just like, how come, like, she, because also when she talked about it during that time, right, like, the author kind of, like, highlighted how, like, oh, they didn't really have, like, bi
yeah.
as, like, you're either, like, gay yeah. or you're straight.
Yeah.
And so it was an interesting take for the author to kind of, like, take us through that process where, like, she herself, like, didn't know
yeah.
what her sexuality was.
Yeah.
And then she was also, like, figuring it out. And so, like, as she's, like, sleeping with these men, like, it's, like, clear to her that it's just, like, this is what I'm doing. It's separated, and it's, like, everything's, like, compartmentalized, like, in yeah. her life.
Yeah.
Whereas for Celia, like, that she, Evelyn, like, is her life.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that that was interesting for you to say how, like, I didn't even think about, like, that as, like, a what she was doing.
Yeah.
Like, why did I feel, like, angry at her, but then also, like,
okay.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
like, I feel like you feel like it's okay because she loves a woman and she has all these husbands.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, okay, they're, like, different. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, imagine if they were the same gender, then you would be like, oh, that's not okay. Mm-hmm. But just because it's a girl, it's like, I thought that was interesting.
Mm-hmm. And so, for the book, what would you say, like, if you were, I guess, like, for each of the books, sometimes I try to think about, like, what I would, like, take away from the book.
Mm.
What would you say would be something that you take away from this book? There's usually, like, a sticker that says, over 2 million copies sold. I've seen it many times. So all these 2 million people who have read it have some thoughts. And what are your thoughts on what you've taken away from reading it?
Okay, I feel like I had, when I was reading it, I had very strong thoughts. And now that it's been a while, I can't really remember. But what I will say right now,
yes, right now,
what I take away, I think, is that life is really long.
Yeah. She lived a long life.
She lived a long life. And I feel like she did so much. And I think what you take away is that sort of, like, to grab life and, like, do whatever you want. Obviously not whatever you want, but because I'm very black and white, whatever I want is very much in the realms of possibility.
Yes.
But I think just in the sense that, like, you can always do something.
No, I, similar thought for me.
Okay.
Is that, I feel like there are different, like, phases of your life.
Yeah.
Right? Like, as you're growing up.
Yes.
And how you said, like, oh, her life seemed like, life is long.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of things she did within that time period.
Yes.
And I think that sometimes I think, like, life is short.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, like, you feel, like, rushed. You feel like you're behind, mm-hmm. right? And there's all these things that you need to do.
Yeah.
But, like, in reality, you're just, like, in a certain phase of your life, or people say, like, a certain chapter in your life, and mm-hmm. there's just, like, so much more ahead of you.
Yeah.
That you shouldn't feel pressured to be somewhere.
Yeah.
Or be at a place in your life at, like, a certain time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, not everyone can be famous and have $1 billion like Evelyn Hugo.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the book.
I did too.
I thought it was a great read. Sometimes TikTok books are hit or miss.
Yeah, so true. So would you recommend it?
I would recommend it, but it has to be like a certain like person.
Yeah.
I feel like...
I mean, that's a given. You can't give it to some people for sure.
For obvious
reasons. Yeah.
But like you liked it because you said that you're someone who's like mainly reads romance.
Yeah.
So like going into this one, I guess like there's like aspects of romance. Do you think that is what like allowed you to like it more? Or it wasn't even the romance parts that kept you going?
Yeah, I think it was just the life story. Mm-hmm. Like, I liked that. Yeah, I would recommend it.
Yeah, it's definitely different from the books that I usually read.
Yeah, which I think is a good sort of change of pace, and it was definitely... Okay, because I've had it on my... Like, obviously, we've all seen the TikToks.
Right.
And so I've sort of had it on my list of, like, to read for a while, that I was, like, actually gonna read it, but then I kept, like, putting it off just because I was... And I feel like the title, and I didn't really know what it was about. I didn't really think I would like it that much. Yeah. I didn't... And so I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, I had no expectations at all.
Yeah, I had low expectations, to be honest. So I was very much like, oh, this is good.
Yeah, and like you said, for me too, I... Like, just like with the title, you don't really know what it's about.
Yeah.
Or where it's gonna take you.
Yeah. It was pretty good.
Yeah. like she's a great writer.
She's a great writer. As much as she writes about things that I can't, because the cheating...
Yeah.
Was there cheating right? in Malibu Rising?
You would not like Malibu Rising. Oh, no common themes around all her books.
I'm just like, why do you have to write about this all? I'm like, maybe. I mean, she writes it well.
She writes it well.
Is the thing. So I'm like, that's okay. Yeah. However, I feel like I can't read them back to back. I mean, potentially. They're pretty different. But I'm just like, why? I don't know. Anyways, I wouldn't count it as a romance book, honestly.
Mm, yeah. Like, what is this?
A biography. A fake biography.
Fake biography.
I don't know. Because, is it? I guess nonfiction?
Yeah.
Fiction?
No.
It's fiction?
Maybe just solid fiction.
I can't remember the difference.
But also, what is the definition of, like, historical fiction? Is this, like, historical?
No.
What is historical fiction?
Normally, historical fiction is, like, way in the past. Mm. Like, balls. Like, dancing balls. Not, like... Like men.
Okay, okay.
No, like Regency. That means nothing to you. I don't even know what that means, but that's what came into my head. But like Bridgerton.
Okay, I know Bridgerton.
Yeah, because that was from a book series.
Yeah,
I've read it. I like Is historical. It good?
Yeah,
fiction.
You recommend?
I haven't read the whole series.
But that's a tangent.
It might be historical fiction, but I feel like it's too recent. I don't know, dude.
Hey, that's history.
Wait, no, because I got it from adult fiction. It wasn't in romance.
Oh, yeah, so it's just fiction.
Yeah, solid because, fiction. Yeah, that's what, when I went to the library, I went to the wrong section because I thought it was going to be in the romance section, and I was like, oh my god, it's not here. And then I had to go look it up to see what section it was in because I was like, how can it be here? And then I was like, oh, it was in the wrong section. Anyway, so it's just fiction. Tangent aside.
It's okay, now we know. Not that we know, no, but we've decided ourselves it's just fiction.
Okay. Well, we would like to hear your thoughts and what you guys would rate it.
Yeah, so feel free to let us know. And if you have a book that you'd like us to read and review, we're open, always open to suggestions. We're reading all the time.
Yes. Also, if you have any questions, we can answer them.
Oh, yeah, sure. That too.
If you thought of something in this book that we didn't really talk about, because there's, so many things that we could talk about, and it's hard to remember everything. So we could comment on your comment.
Yeah.
Or let us know if you like us talking about books. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you have anything.
Yeah, we accept all feedback.
Yeah. So to end, we could do both. We'll do you have a song that we've been listening to recently? Oh, wait, no. You know what we should do?
What should we do?
You should because Spotify Wrapped, do you have Spotify?
Yeah.
Okay, Spotify Wrapped just came out. Mm-hmm. That dates this. However, I think you should do the top artist.
Okay, so share my top artist?
Yeah.
Everybody.
Well, if you listen to our podcast right before this...
No. Was it?
My top artist is Taylor Swift.
Oh.
In my defense...
No, you don't need defense.
Nope. I'm defending myself. Taylor Swift had the Red album come out, last year.
Oh.
Was it last year or was it early this year?
I don't know.
Anyways, she re-recorded her Red album, so then I started listening to that. But also this year was the year I started actually liking her Evermore and Folklore album. Mm. So I listened to that during those spring seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I was listening to her a lot because Midnights also came out. And oh! I like Midnights now. Before, I didn't like it, but it took me a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have accepted it into my life. Mm-hmm. I looked at the songs that I liked versus the songs that I skipped. And the likes to not likes ratio is positive. I like more songs than I don't like songs.
Did you actually have to count them to see which one you had more of? Was it close?
No, but... I counted them.
How many? Which ones don't you like?
Oh! Oh, no. I think some of them are favorites of people.
That's fine.
Okay, let me...
Most hated.
This, Midnights. Wait, no, wait. You're On Your Own, Kid.
Mm.
Vigilante.
Mm.
Karma.
Mm.
Sweet Nothing,
mm-hmm.
Bigger Than the Whole Sky,
mm.
High Infidelity, Glitch,
mm-hmm.
That's it. I feel like the songs where she was more dark, which is funny because I did say Reputation was my favorite album,
mm-hmm.
But I feel like it just didn't vibe with the rest of the album, this one,
mm-hmm.
And I liked the other songs, the other styles as opposed to this one, whereas... The songs in Reputation just, fit that album. So, the majority of those songs were like that. And I liked that era and that album in itself.
Mm.
But for Midnights, I liked other songs that I felt, aligned with them.
Okay.
So, yeah. Favorite top artist was Taylor Swift. What about you?
Mine was Noah Kahan.
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, my God. I'm dead. Because I'm not going to lie, it's definitely been on my TikTok, but mainly just because obviously I like him and they know.
No.
But he has the album Stick Season.
Okay.
I can't believe you wouldn't have seen it on TikTok because I'm not going to lie, it took over my TikTok.
Can you sing it for me?
No.
Okay, I will listen to it separately.
That album is so good. I don't necessarily know if you'll like it. However, so good. I'm all the songs are pretty much killer.
What's your favorite song?
Okay.
If I had to listen to one song and it decides it if I'll listen to the rest of the album.
Easy. Everything, Everywhere. Everywhere, Everything. So good, because I'm not gonna lie, that's the one I had on repeat. And then the other ones, as I would listen to it, they sort of popped up more into my favorites, but that one hit, like, basically immediately. So good.
I will listen to that then.
You should.
But my second artist was Tate McRae, and I feel like I need a support artist on this podcast that, like, aren't as well known.
Okay.
So I want to say that Tate McRae's latest album is really good.
Well, like, before TikTok, you mean?
Yeah.
Because she's, like, new.
Yeah, she's new.
Right? Yeah, but I feel like she's pretty popular.
That's good. Well, less popular than
okay, yeah, yeah, I'm not, like, shitting on you're helping a small artist. I'm just saying.
Fine.
Wait, let's see. 25 million listeners. Let's see how many Noah has. 8 million. So I went back.
You would say that Noah.
No, but I like it because he's getting more recognition.
Yeah.
He was on, like, Jimmy Kimmel, I think, and I was like, yes, let's go, because he deserves the best.
Wait, were you the person who said that, like, you don't like artists when artists get, like, super popular, because then...
Yeah. I know.
Gatekeep.
Well, yeah. Okay, because the main reason that came into my head was, or maybe we were, but, like, Dan and Shay, I used to like them when they were small, but now, and also they haven't released an album in a while, I guess, but I did not really like their, like, new album, and then they became, like, really, really big, and I was like, you guys aren't that good. No, because, like, they're good.
Dan and Shay are listening to this right
here's
now.
The thing. Because I feel like, okay, also not to shit on Taylor Swift, but it's like in the same vein. When they start country and they go more pop, it's like, okay, I kind of lose focus, but that's when they start to get more mainstream is when they go pop. So I'm like, I get it. It just, like, I think what happens is they just move out of my music taste instead of, like, oh, I'm gatekeeping. It's just that when they are small, they start country. And then country, I feel like, has a good, like, following and stuff, and then they hit it big, and then they go more poppy.
10,000 hours featuring Justin Bieber.
Yeah, plus they played it way too much. Way too much. Tequila played way too much. Do you know that song?
I do. I like that song.
It's, like, good.
Yeah.
It's not the best.
I like My Side of the Fence.
Mm-hmm. I like that one.
Solid.
Mm-hmm. I like the one with Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh. That one's one of the hot ones.
I can't remember the name of the song, but I like that one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that one was good.
Anyways, we need to wrap this up.
Yes, that was the end.
So, thank you for listening.
Tune in next week.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.